All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello everyone and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope everyone got a drink and a snack and y'all ready to chat, because we're ready to chat today.
We're going to get ready with us and chat.
Get ready with us. I also brought a little drink. It's early in the morning, y'all.
I brought water.
So I needed a little energy.
See, I was thinking of getting myself a Monster, because I passed by the gas station, but I ended up not. I decided, no.
I saw these at Walmart the other day. On clearance, of course, because you know me, I love a good deal. For a bitch, it was $2 for four of them.
Really?
So I got four of them, and bitch, they're pretty tasty.
Yeah? What are they called?
They're called these. It's from the No Sugar Company. No Sugar
Joy Burst. I don't know about you.
Oh, I feel like I don't have a lot. Like, my makeup process is, like, I can get it done, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna, like, chill and relax for
Yeah, you chill. No, I'm just saying. I'm going ahead and starting.
Stop trying to rush me.
This is trying. I have a whole, like, routine. And I'm doing a full face, because, like I said, I'm going to work after this, so.
I already did my skin prep before you got here.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't. The only thing I've done is put on moisturizer. Oh my gosh, but speaking of makeup, so I couldn't find my my eyebrow pen or pencil, no, it's a pen, for like the longest, and I'm like, where the fuck is it, and I was like, you know what, I'm kind of like not into the eyebrow pencil anymore that much anyways, because I kind of got into it once I started getting, guess you could say, like, clean makeup, like, stop using
the pomade.
Yeah. I stopped using it, so not really clean makeup, yeah, so I just kind of like stopped using, because I was like, I kind of want to use a pencil. But then I was like, kind of not into it. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I just need some more oomph. But anyways, I can't find it. Don't know where the fuck it's at. So I got the original one. Anastasia. Oh,
the
I like,
OG.
Yes. Girl, it brings me back memories.
Let me see. I've never seen it in person.
I got ebony. I used to use granite.
This is a relic. I've never seen it in person before.
This is it, girl. Fresh. This is my first time using it. That's also why I was like, let's do my makeup here. Because I wanted to do my makeup, but I was already running late. So I was like, let me just do my makeup here instead. Because I want to use this.
I already had it two days
and I haven't used it. Huh?
Should I do mine without a mirror?
Go ahead. You can do what you want. I'm not going to tell you no.
Challenge.
But yeah, I'm going to start with my eyebrows. Like, this brings back memories, guys. Oh my gosh. I used to be that girl. I would do my makeup on the bus and then I would never be done by the time I was, like, getting off the bus.
Because, of course.
Yeah, of course, but also, like... I mean, I live pretty close to the school. Like, my stop was one of the few last ones, honestly.
Oh, yeah, you do live close to where you went to school.
Yeah. So, I did get a good amount done, but, like, I was also that girl in the bathroom, like, taking her time doing her makeup. I loved it. Something about doing your makeup and people walking in just seeing you doing your makeup, it just feels so, like...
That, you feel like that girl.
So womanly. I don't know. I think it's just, like, also, like, growing up and seeing your, like, mom doing your makeup.
Uh-huh.
Because I would always watch my mom doing her makeup.
I want to watch my
And it's just such a womanly thing, I feel.
I would watch my sister do her makeup all the time.
Right? And it's just something about it. You just can't not look.
I have something I want to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about it.
Okay, so... Do you know... Okay, so you know, like, when celebrities are known for, like, one thing?
Yeah.
Like
I know one for Sabrina Carpenter's, like, her hair. Olivia Rodrigo is a color purple.
Uh-huh. No.
What?
I'm talking, like, actors who are known for that one role.
Oh, yeah.
I have an example.
That's, like, their thing. Sydney Sweeney. I know she's trying to break out of hers.
Is she?
Yeah. Like, well, right now she's, like, I don't know what the movie is, but it's, like, a wrestler movie. Like, she's... Like, it's a really famous wrestler. I don't know her name. Sorry, guys. But,
she's in a horror movie,
she's
too, right?
Playing her. Yeah. But, she's playing her. But, like, you know, before then, when you think Sadie Sweeney, you think sexiness and stuff like that.
Because,
that's what, her roles have always been. But apparently she's trying to break out of it by trying to be this wrestler now.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Trying to play a wrestler.
I didn't know
And, like,
that.
Apparently she's, like, changed completely. I've seen one photo. She does look different, I will admit. But, yeah. I'll show you. So, it's, like, crazy different.
You know, this is why I thought of this. You know, the guy who plays Neville on iCarly.
Yes, I remember. Of course! I fucking hated and loved that motherfucker.
Of course we all know. He posts on TikTok, and almost all of his posts, first of all, I need you to know, nothing to do with his character. Nothing at all, right? But you know, like, how you can, like, put words on the you can put words on the screen, right, on TikTok?
Text?
Yeah, you can put some text, if you will. Every single one of his TikToks, the text is, Neville Papineau reacts to, and then it's like, what he's talking about. And I'm like, that is so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, he seems really nice. But, like, that is, like, is that...
No, I was trying to see on her Instagram, maybe she posted it. Oh, but that's why I said, oh, here we go. See, like, she's got some muscles, look at that!
Oh!
I mean, I don't know if she had them before, but, like, I never noticed them before. That's her. I don't think she looks crazy
she
different.
She doesn't look crazy different.
I think it's just the wig, honestly.
Yeah, the wig is a little crazy.
I think it's the wig that's making her look different, you know? But, yeah.
She looks like she's a little built, though. Good
no,
for
yeah,
her.
Right? She's definitely built.
But
did you see those arm muscles? She's definitely
I
built.
I know. But every single TikTok he posts, Neville Papineau reacts to, Neville Papineau's talking to, and I'm like, it's, like, embarrassing.
I was gonna say, I don't know her name. I've seen it a million times at this point, but, like, it's from Ned Declassified.
Yes, yes!
She's always bringing it up, and it's like...
We never got a reboot.
Yeah, it's like...
Bitch, no one wants to see
wants it, personally.
Dusty
like,
show.
I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but, like, I didn't love it like that either.
No one wants to see your Dusty
like,
ass
do something
show
else. Like, that's all you're known for at this point. I think she was in another show, too, but, like,
she was
just
in,
the way she talks about Ned Declassified. Yeah. Yeah, she was in that, but, like, still. She was fired, though.
Yeah, because of, like...
Drugs.
Yeah. I was literally... I was gonna say coke, but I didn't know if it was actually coke.
I don't know what kind of drugs she did. I just know drugs because, again, she was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, you know, talk about your truth.
I just don't know why he does Neville's thoughts on, like, these things. It's not him, like...
Because I'm telling you, it's like he's just trying to profit off of it.
And, like, it's but, like...
But it's like,
if that
really
ever happened,
attention.
If I was ever doing that's crazy, that's mad crazy.
I mean,
but like,
well, no, who's saying bring back Ned? Reboot iCarly. Wait, didn't they reboot iCarly?
Yeah,
and he's not there.
I think he was in like one episode.
Oh, really?
I think that's it. But
maybe that's what he's trying to bring up. He's trying to be there for another
too,
episode.
Obviously, he's trying to get on.
He's like, guys, he's like, I'm tech. Still sorry. I probably shouldn't say relevant. Now you're making me feel mean.
I'm relevant. Look, I'm getting
I mean the
you.
Character. I feel like people move it on. Don't get me wrong. I loved Ned. Hated and loved him.
Neville.
Ned. I call him Ned.
What?
Sorry, I just said Ned. Okay, Neville. I loved and hated Neville. Also, I'm kind of like, I don't know how to do my eyebrows right now because I'm trying to like grow them out to be bushier. I don't know, for the longest I was in my like thin brow era and then now for the longest, probably like about a year-ish, I've been in my trying to get them thicker instead of over plucking them. And right now I'm trying to like get like at least like the bottom part more thicker if I can.
Let me see.
So I'm trying to like not pluck too much, but like see these hairs, I thought I could pluck those, but I'm still gonna like leave them unplucked for a while.
I lost my tweezers. I'm so sad.
Wait, I didn't know you plucked your eyebrows. You always acted so.
I definitely don't pluck
well,
my eyebrows.
Pluck yours. Yeah.
I definitely don't pluck my eyebrows, but when I started doing the slit,
Yeah. Also, just because I'm doing brow pomade, I'm definitely not doing like my used to be brows. Like the 2016,
I would
20,
love
my
to
2018
see it
brows. No, I'm definitely not doing that look. Like right now, I'm definitely still going pretty light on it, but it's just not as light as it was with like the pencil. You know
I
what I mean?
Uh huh.
I think I'm gonna leave it like this. If need be, obviously I'll just like go back in.
You have good brows. You have
thank
a good
you. Oh
face.
Yeah, I don't think I have bad brows. Don't get me wrong. Thank you.
You
I do think
really
I have a
good
face.
Face.
Thank you.
Like I know I have a good face, but yours is like symmetrical, you have good brows.
Oh, now you're lying to me.
I don't think I'm lying to
no,
you.
No, you're like lying. Well, maybe you don't know you're lying, but you're lying.
I don't think
it's
I'm lying.
It's not.
Like I know this side of my nose goes up farther than this side, and I've always hated
no,
it.
No, this nostril goes up higher than this one, and then, oh my gosh, I notice whenever I smile, or even talk sometimes, this side will go up higher. And then, okay, why am I literally adding my own insecurities?
Also, like, you were talking about...
Well, I guess I'm not that insecure. Just, like, my own, I guess, imperfections. But she's definitely not symmetrical, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? I mean, it's true. Because it does blend in out pretty well, I feel.
I think about... Something I haven't been able to stop thinking about.
What?
The fucking facial expressions I make during these episodes.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw that clip I sent you... I said, why the fuck did I do that? I watched it, like, 30 times.
I mean, I'm constantly always, like, looking at... That's my one thing. I've tried to, like, stop doing it. Because, I mean, even when I am talking in, like, real... Like, see, even just now I did it. Even when I'm talking to, like, someone in real life, sometimes I'll, like, look up as I'm talking.
Uh-huh.
And I notice it too. Even more when I'm, like, when we're filming. Because, like, when I see the episodes back, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm looking up again.
I look down.
No, I'm looking upper.
Are you ready to take a quick little break?
Do you want to take a break? I was going to say, do we need to take a break?
I was going to take a break, because I need a potty.
If you need a potty, yeah, let's take our break, girl. Right,
I'll be right back. Oh, I'll be right back. I'm just going to leave it recording from right now. I'm just kidding. I'll be right back. We're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back to finish our face.
We are going to be right back.
Hello, everyone. We are back. I went tinkle.
We had a wee-wee, guys.
I had to go do a little tinky-winky.
Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna bake, but baking was, like, my favorite thing. I'm just, like, setting it. But baking was, like, my favorite thing in high school.
Are you gonna do an eye today?
I probably am. I mean, probably nothing crazy. Like, eyeliner. But probably, like, crater.
I don't know what I would want my second job to be.
I just, like, don't want anything, like... Like, our level of customer service, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I deal with customers, but it's not, like, as much.
I think I would maybe, like,
do, with customers, honestly.
I might do, like, a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. You have done that before, and you already know what's up with that deal.
I have done a grocery store before, but I probably would not do cashier this time.
Oh, like, would you be a stalker then?
I would maybe do, like, outside, do, like, stalking. Because I just, like, ugh, God.
Oh my God, especially right now, during this time of year.
I know. I bet I could just put my headphones in, and it's so busy. It's Thanksgiving around the corner. It's Christmas around the corner. I just...
Yeah.
Listen to music all day while I stalk. I would love.
No, yeah.
I would love.
Ooh, and you're trying to, like, build muscles, and you're going to be lifting shit. So it's, mm-hmm. like, a workout soon.
I am trying to build muscle.
I know. You're getting so strong.
I was looking in the mirror.
Okay, you are getting so strong.
Okay, so...
I see the difference.
I've decided that I'm going to do, like, a fitness journey TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm probably gonna do it over the span of, like, 6 months, see what I change, you know? I just glitched out. I forgot why I was talking about
your TikTok fitness journey.
I did a body check, first of all, bitch. The way that I watched the video afterwards, literally, at the end of the video, I go, I'm gonna watch this back and hate myself. And I watched it back and I said,
I hate myself.
I know, literally, I was like, I fucking hate the way I look. But, like...
No, but then it's, like, when you finally look back, because
I'm going to be like, thank God.
Last year, I took a picture of myself, because I've been on my weight loss journey also. I took a picture of myself from the back. I was from the front, but, like, I don't know, I mostly cared about the back. I took a picture, and I was like, wow, I fucking hate how I look. And then I saw it again this time of year, when I took the picture. I took it in July, and I'm like, wow, it looks so much more better.
You do look so different.
Right? And I love it.
You look so different. I was literally looking at you just now, and it's literally rail thin.
Literally rail thin.
Rail thin.
No, literally.
I don't want to encourage anything, but literally, Ralph, in your wrist right now, bitch.
I know. Okay, I feel like my wrist didn't really notice any. Okay, don't say. Okay, I don't want to encourage anything, but let me bring out something you used to really love. Bones bow. So bring that up. I will say, in the beginning of my weight loss journey, I feel like my old habits were very easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, like, I feel like the habits never, like, fully go away, or even, like, the thoughts of, like, oh, let's just, like, not eat.
I definitely don't think the thoughts go away.
Yeah. They're definitely still around, but I definitely do feel like it's fine. Like, I'm not going through with anything. I'm not, like, I'm not gonna eat. Oh, I'm just not gonna eat this meal. Like, I'm very much, I'm gonna eat what I'm gonna eat, just in moderation.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely been trying to do, like, at least 2 meals a day, like, have, like, actual meals.
Yeah, like, actual meals, yeah.
Because there was a period of time where, like, I was just, like, snacks every day.
Yeah.
And that's all I would eat. It's, like, about, I'll have a bag of chips right now, and then maybe later I'll grab, like, a handful of candy, and then, you know. That's not very good.
It's not.
It's not very healthy, either. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I was doing that, I was at my largest.
Yeah, well, I mean, all that sugar and stuff.
And so I've been trying to have, like, last night was my cheat day.
Yeah.
My cheat day.
See, that's one thing I don't have. I don't have cheat days. Because I used to be like that when I was in my eating disorder. I was like, I'm not going to eat, but I'm having this one day where I can eat. And I'm going to, like, eat basically everything. That's my cheat day. Like, I know I'm doing cheat days wrong. Because obviously, like, a cheat day is like you eat healthy, like, throughout the week. But I was just, like, not eating. And then just eating on one day.
That literally, like, made my jaw hurt. And now it was so funny.
It wasn't funny throwing it. Doing it, though. Like, don't do it, guys. Like, don't do it. Don't fall in that sort of routine.
My version of cheat day is just, I went out to eat instead of made dinner at home. Mm-mm. Like, after work last night,
see,
I was like...
That's how I see people do their cheat days. Yeah.
After work last night, I was like... I did not just pick my nose. Okay, I just want to make that clear. Like,
I think he picked his nose, guys. No,
I had a scratch right here, and I went like that, but I feel like it looked like it went inside.
I was going to say, I saw this... okay, so you know how Sabrina Carpenter's on Twitter right now, right?
Of course.
Apparently, at her San Francisco show, this girl, woman, she pissed herself in the pit. So apparently what, like, everyone was saying, like, everyone... Because I saw this on TikTok. Everyone that was, like, around was saying was, like, yeah, basically... We thought she was squatting down because she was tired, you know? Like, we're in the pit, we're standing.
Uh-huh.
So, like, we kind of made room for her, and we're, like, we're all, like, watching her.
They made room?
Well, yeah, like, to, like, make sure, like, no one, like, tramples her. No sort of trampling situation happens. Like, we're all, like, kind of, like, watching her, making sure no one's, like, you know, going over her. And they say that all of a sudden, they smell something. They're like, this smells like piss. And then they see a liquid that's right under her. And at this point, she's already standing. She's like... Do you guys smell that? Does someone, like, piss themselves? That's what one of the people said. That apparently she was the one that was like, do you smell that? So, like, someone pissed themselves as there's, like, a puddle under her. Like, what do you mean? Piss yourself.
I love her.
And that reminded me of that, the way you were like, I didn't pick my nose. And then she, like, pissed herself, but she actually...
I didn't piss my nose. And what do you mean it was me? It was not me.
She was obviously escorted out of the fucking pit.
Because she's not finna be in the pit.
Oh my god, I saw another TikTok I saw of the people, like, explaining it to the, one of the security guys. It was so fucking funny, his face. He was like... It was so funny. But it's like, that's disgusting. Like, why are you pissing yourself in a pit? Get out!
Literally get out of the fucking...
Like, I know it might suck, because, like, you maybe have a good spot. It was a good spot. It was, like, in the front.
Just like,
but, like, don't piss yourself in a pit. Now you're gone. You're not there. That's embarrassing. Hold it. If you really can't... Sorry, but you gotta fucking get out. Don't piss yourself there.
Concerts are, like, what? An hour or two?
Yeah. I feel like Sabrina's, like, 2 hours. I feel like hers is a pretty lengthy. I'm not that. But I'm pretty sure hers is, like, lengthy-ish. Bless you. Bless you. When I saw Kylie, I think it was, like... 2-3 hours. Yeah, I think it was 2 hours actually. Not three.
When I went to Ariana Grande, I think her concert was about 2 hours, two and a half.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can, like, I feel like you can hold it for that long, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I feel like I've heard, at least I think with women it's different than with men.
I feel like if you hold your pee,
you get like a UTI or something. Is that what?
You definitely can't get a UTI. It's not good. It's not good holding in your bladder for long. But, like, it's also you're not doing that constantly.
Yeah.
For that one time, you're holding it in.
I thought my neighbor's car just fell with a person. I got scared.
You should be A-okay.
I'm sorry. This is the...
Sorry. Wait, didn't finish talking about your fitness journey.
Oh.
I interrupted you with my story that I remember about Sabrina Carpenter.
I looked at the video and, okay, there's just like, okay, like, I think my body's T, honestly.
Yeah.
See, I me and Trisha Paytas are in the same boat. Where she was like, I feel like I...
Like, where you kind of hate yourself, but then sometimes, like, sometimes you look at yourself and, like, wow, I look amazing.
No, yeah, literally.
I'm in the same boat, too.
I think my body's T. I think I'm really sexy. But I took the video. Oh, I wish I would have. I wish I had it for you so I can show you. There's just one part in my... where my stomach is, like, I have an overhang. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
I think it's just, like... That's another thing. Always remembering, like, clothes. The way sometimes clothes fits.
I was wearing
that makes you see. Oh.
Oh, bitch, I wasn't just my panties. Oh. I said body check. I said we're doing a body check.
Well, also, it's like, were you bending over? Like, what?
A bitch standing straight up. Oh. I was gonna say,
I know, like, something, that's something I gotta remember to remind myself. Like, sometimes, like, the way something fits, maybe it's a little too tight.
I'm just gonna get rid of
like, or you're, like, bending over, you're doing this with your body. Like, of course, this is forming, like, a roll.
I'm just gonna try and... That's the main part I want to focus on, is my tummy.
No, yeah.
Make that less...
I get that. I want to tone mine also more.
I really want to be bleach and toned. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was looking at my arms the other day, and I was like, wow, my arms look really strong.
Yeah, you are strong, girl.
Which, speaking of which, you know, before we get into the game, speaking of which, I've discovered something.
What did you discover?
I've discovered something, because I was talking to a guy on Grindr the other day, and I've always considered myself a twink,
if you will. Yeah, I would say so, also.
I've always... consider myself a tween because I'm thin, but, like, you know, I'm still, like, you know. Apparently, I am not.
Really?
I'm not considered a twink anymore because I'm...
You're so, like, Tall now?
I'm like bigger. Strong? I'm bigger and a little muscular now. There's this thing called a twunk, bitch.
Oh, you told me.
I didn't know what the fuck this was, bitch. But I figured out that there's a thing.
What if you just fucking made it up and he's trying to make it a thing?
This is no. I looked it up. I looked it up. I swear, I looked it up afterwards. I looked it up. There's a thing called a twunk, bitch, which is basically a twink hunk and like a mixture of a twink and a hunk together. And hunks are like really built and muscular and like. And, you know, twinks are small, so,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I get it, twunk.
I'm, like, a mixture... Apparently, I'm a twunk. And I said, what the fuck is that? A twunk? But I discovered that that's what I am.
That's you.
I thought I was a twink. Bitch, I've had twink death.
Wait, but, like, I think you've also told me that you kind of, like, didn't want to be a twink, I feel.
Okay, well, yeah.
Because of how, like, but... feminine pastel-y it is. I remember you told me something like that.
Yeah, we're not...
Like, and you're not really in that era anymore.
We're sticking to the... Well, you see, I discovered... I don't want to talk about it on here.
Okay.
I think that if you do a rebrand, like, you shouldn't talk about the rebrand, you know?
Oh.
And so, like, I don't want to talk
like
about...
I feel you could. Like, talk about, like, yeah, I'm just, like, changing it up. Like, I'm kind of not feeling this anymore. Anything wrong,
like,
but if you don't want to,
like,
don't
I just feel like people never talk about their rebrand. Like when Miley Cyrus did the bangers thing, she wasn't like, "I'm a totally different person. I'm rebranding." You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I get. What
so
you
like,
mean.
We can't like talk about the rebrand.
We get.
We
don't
gotta
talk.
But like, we guys are like,
we can't
talk.
Okay, stop talking about it. We don't even talk about making coins. Like, we can't talk about it. Girl, don't talk about it then.
Anyway, are you ready?
I'm ready to play.
Yeah. Are you ready to play a game? Okay. Yeah. I have this game called This or That. In this game, I'm going to give you two choices of things that you would choose from, and which one you'd rather do, this or that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
so... I do. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch you.
I just got... Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I have six of them.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one, would you rather... I guess it's just would you rather.
Okay.
Because it's literally...
But, like, the point is I'm just picking one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather have to hop everywhere that you go or have to shout anytime you speak?
You know, see, I've been told... I know when I'm getting really excited, I always get really loud. I mean, I feel that's just, like, common when you're also getting excited. But some people have told me, like, shut the fuck up. And told me I'm really fucking annoying when I do that.
Oh, my God.
No, literally.
That's not very nice.
Right? I grew up with that. But anyways... What else? Hopping? It's like, I'm hopping on one leg. Oh. Well, girl, it's not done yet. Hold up.
It looks good, though.
But, like, hopping on one leg. Am I hopping on one leg or am I using both legs?
I mean, it's just hopping. You can be whatever you want.
You know, I'd rather hop. Because you know what? It's like a workout. I'm thinking.
A workout for the rest of your life?
Wait, while I'm talking?
No, just hop everywhere you go or shout anytime you speak.
Oh my god.
So hop everywhere you go, but.
Oh my god, hopping on a fucking stairs, hopping down it, I'm scared.
Hopping to the subway?
Oh my god, I don't even really care about that. Just hopping up the stairs.
That would
hopping
suck.
Down the stairs. Bitch, I'm shouting.
Bitch, you're just gonna
I'd
shout.
I'd rather be
you're
that loud shout. Bitch than be the one hopping and then like falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really embarrassing.
Well, that's, but also like, I don't wanna, I'd be scared hopping down.
Yeah, I think I'd rather
hopping
shout.
Hopping down a mountain?
I think I'd rather shout.
Everything. Hopping while it's raining?
You're
I'm scared.
Hopping at work.
I'm like, oh my god.
Okay, are you ready for the next
what
one?
What the fuck am I, the Easter Bunny? Girl, I messed up my eyeliner.
Okay. It looks good.
No.
I think it looks great. Y'all gotta see it. It's literally the thinnest line I've ever seen. Like, she don't know how the fuck you did
but
that.
But it's not coming out how she usually
and
does.
It's sharp.
It's okay, I'm gonna carve in a moment.
Okay. Would you rather have all animals hate you?
Oh, no.
Or have all children hate you.
Have all children hate me.
That's literally, real fast, like, I would rather have all the children hate me, because I don't fucking like children anyway.
See, I like children, don't get me wrong. It's just like, I don't know, I just like, I like animals, and I mean, I don't need kids to like me.
I don't need them to like
me. I feel like as an adult, why do you need a child to like you?
Unless
maybe you have kids, but like, I don't got kids.
I don't plan on having them.
I want kids, but like, I don't know. Like, I don't really do want them, but, like,
I feel
not,
like I
it's not in my life right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then,
too young.
Yeah.
Too young.
And also, even though I want kids, I definitely want it with the right person. So, mm-hmm. I'm also not, like, rushing it. No. Like, I feel like I'm not rushing it. And like I said, I'm just not in that time of my life right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you be my surrogate?
Would I be your surrogate? No. Yeah.
You know, I can't even blame you. I wouldn't want to do that for someone else either.
Well, it's not even that. I just, like, don't want to do it. It's also just, like, I would be around you. I know I would definitely, knowing myself, I know I would build a bond.
Would you feel some type of way?
I would definitely feel, especially if you're raising the kid some sort of way I don't like.
No, I
don't. Bitch, I'm feeling a type of way. Like, no, I feel like that's just not something I personally could handle. I know some people can do that with their friends. So I know I've heard stories where, like, apparently, like, a friend was a surrogate to their other friend. But it's like, me personally, I don't think I can do that.
No, literally.
Where I'm just gonna be able to, like, hold my tongue, or I'm gonna be like, that's their kid. They grew inside of me. Like, yeah, it's their genetics. They're fucking whatever.
And they'd be probably half. It'd be half your genetics too.
Really? I think it's only a little bit though. Like, very little. Because what I think is, like, mostly.
Well, your egg.
Well, yeah, but it's not like. I don't know. I guess I just kind of always consider the other person's. But I don't know. The point is, like, I don't know. I just, like,
Anyway.
Yeah.
This one's. I think these aren't that bad. Would you rather wake up every morning with a layer of honey all over your body?
Okay.
Or would you rather wake up every morning and have a new tattoo that you can't remove?
Oh my god. Honey, I fucking hate that I'm gonna be sticky, but at least I can take that off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A tattoo that I don't even know what it is? Like, what if it's something, like, I'm, like, not into?
Well, if it's on my face.
Right?
Because you don't know where it's gonna be, just wake up.
Well, that, but also just, like, I'm just thinking about, like, something I'm not into. Like, at all. And I'm not, I don't know, like, I kind of want a tattoo, but, like, I'm not, like, that for sure on it.
I want.
And even then, it's, like, the simplest thing. It's stars, like, on my hip bone.
Oh, that's cute.
That's it.
I still have to get my matching one with my mommy. But I don't know, there's something, like, the thought of, like, a tattoo, like, being on my body forever really, like,
right, that's, like, what stops me. It's, like, it's gonna be there forever. It's, like, and because I've had the thought of getting a star tattoo since, like, I was, like, 13, 14.
But I still can't commit to it. Now you're like, what if I, like, regret it?
Right, it's like, I just can't commit to it. And so I feel like that's just a sign to, like, not get it. Even if it's only one. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would definitely have the layer of honey.
Right.
I don't know. Tattoos really stress me out. Like, I want one. Obviously, I want the one matching with my mommy. But besides that, I don't know if I would get one.
Like, another thing, yeah. Like, the only one I would want is a star one, and that's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I think back tattoos are hot.
I think tattoos are really sexy.
Right, they can
I
be sexy, yeah.
I love tattoos, but, like, on me...
Right. Specifically back tattoos. I'm really into back tattoos. Mm. But, like, on a woman. I mean, on a man, too. But, like, on a woman. Something about a
There's
back
something
tattoo.
Sexy about it. There's something so sexy
it's
about
so
it.
Hot
I
about
love...
It. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather have... Would you rather have fingers as long as your legs? Or legs as long as your fingers?
Legs as long as my fingers, or fingers as long as my legs?
Those are long, fucking salad fingers, bitch. That's what fingers that would be. That would be cabbage salad fingers.
That's what I'm like thinking. I'm like, fuck, I don't want neither. Not one. Like, imagine the weight of your like. I'm fuck. She's like, I also want to be mobile too, but I feel like we're both. I'd end up being not mobile and be in a wheelchair either ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, which one would I rather be in a wheelchair with? Is kind of what I'm hearing.
Even like, with how, the fingers?
Well, finger. Well, fingers as long as my legs.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you would still be able to...
But that weight, bitch, this and this, that's unproportionate. I'm gonna be like, don't you think... If your fingers were as long as your legs, don't you think you'd be like this, hunched over in a way? Like, how would you be walking around like that? Like also, with the weight.
I feel like that would stay that like, this thin. So, like, I feel like you'd still be able to lift them up, no? You think?
Thin?
Yeah, because your fingers are thin. They won't be the size of your legs. They would just be as long as your legs.
True, but it's like...
So, like,
I was kind of like the long ass nails I've seen before.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess, okay, yes, now there's not weight. So I guess that wouldn't involve me being.
I think I'll do the fingers.
No, I don't want either.
I think I'll do the
also
fingers.
Also, don't want my legs.
That small.
That small. Yeah, I guess I'm going with my fingers.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't want any. Like, if I could not
you
pick
gotta
one.
Pick one, babe.
Yeah, but
you
if I couldn't pick one, I wouldn't pick either. Because fuck that.
I'm not
into either of them.
Okay, would you rather?
Damn, my eyeliner the last few days came out perfect, but today is, like, not it.
Really? I think it looks really... She's really good.
No, she's not. I'm gonna give it a go again. Keep going.
Okay, would you rather only speak in rhymes or only speak in whispers?
Ooh, rhymes.
Rhymes? That's kind of like...
I would love to be that bitch speaking in rhymes. I feel like everything I'm saying just like
sounds
it's gonna
cool.
sound amazing, yes. And also, I just feel it and sounds great.
You could literally have a music
career. I'm gonna sound so like inspirational. I feel. Oh, that too.
You could literally have a music career. With that.
Maybe it could be. Well, maybe I could be a songwriter. I don't think I'm the best singer, honestly. Hallelujah.
You sound beautiful.
That's kind of good, actually. Okay, sign me up, guys. Send it to a record label right now.
Give me a record deal. Give me.
Literally. I've been here all night.
Ooh.
I've been here all day.
Yeah. Cause
I'm going side to side.
Is that going to be, is that going to be our next adventure?
What?
Should we dive into music?
No. I don't think I should.
Would you, okay, would you want to make a song with me? Like, hypothetically. Like,
I feel like I'd make it first just on Googles. I wouldn't, like, be making me, like, we're gonna pop off. Like, like, we're gonna be on tours. We're gonna be, like, making hella, like, CDs and all this. Like, I don't think it's gonna be like that.
But would you make a song
I think
with
I would
me?
Do it just for shits and Googles.
I think it'd be kind of fun to, like, make a song.
Yeah, for shits and Googles, I'm doing it. But, like, actually, like, being, like, we're gonna, like, pop off? I don't think so.
Mm.
I'm definitely doing it for shits and Googles. I know I'm not that good of a singer. And that's okay. Yeah, that's just not what's in the cards.
Oh my god, maybe you could rap.
Oh god. I don't think I'm that good of a rapper either.
Okay, I've got one last one. I've got one last this or that. This or that. Anytime you eat... I should have been doing that the whole time. This or that. Anytime you eat... Anytime you eat something, it tastes like mayonnaise. Or anytime you drink something, it tastes like lukewarm milk. I know.
Tastes like lukewarm. Oh my god. Growing up, I was always forced to drink milk before going to school. Just, well, I guess not always, just elementary. I hated it. I hated having to drink milk. I hated it. I don't know, like, I like milk, but I'm not that much of a milk gal either. Like, I'll drink milk even now, but, like, with specific things. Like, if I'm eating a cookie.
Milk, yeah.
A brownie.
Milk, yeah.
Cereal, obviously.
Milk, yeah. What's your favorite kind?
Cereal?
No, favorite kind of milk.
I don't really have a specific one, but I always go for non-fat.
Non-fat?
Yeah, or the low-fat one.
I can't get into it.
Yeah, I can. Honestly, it just tastes like milk. Also, like, I just, like, always growing up drinking it, too.
You know,
Wick and all? It's the low-fat milk they give you.
When I buy milk, I'm getting whole.
I also get 2%. No, I don't know. I'm also not a whole gal, because, again, okay, growing up, I told you, so I have these younger siblings, and, like, they were on Wick. And I remember we'd go to these, like, classes. I would go with my mom, because I was a little kid. I would go to these classes with her to tell you about, like, and they showed you the amount of, like, grease. Well, not grease. The amount of fat that's in the milks. And again, my eating disorder. Now's prime time.
You said.
I said, I don't want that.
I can't do that.
I don't want that. But I drink 2% milk. I mean, I don't know. But I'm not drinking whole milk.
So which one would you rather do?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. What is it again? One tastes like milk, one tastes like mayonnaise, pretty much.
Yeah, anytime you eat something, it tastes like mayonnaise, or anytime you drink something, it tastes like lukewarm milk.
I'm not a mayonnaise girl like that, either. Again, I only eat mayonnaise with, like, sandwiches, and then, like,
I will not.
Tuna.
I will
But, like,
not.
Everything tasting like lukewarm milk, I'm fucked. It's like I'm fucked either way. You know, I'm taking a lukewarm milk, because at least it's just a drink. Food, at least the food will still have flavor and everything, you know?
You know what? Can I say something controversial?
Say
brave.
It, say it.
This is really controversial and it's really brave of me.
Go ahead, yeah.
I like warm milk.
No, I mean, I like warm. That's not the thing that is getting me that it's warm. It's that it's gonna, everything's gonna taste like milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. Everything's gonna taste
like
milk.
I feel like I could deal with that.
Right? Everything I drink
Taking
is gonna taste like milk.
Food from me?
Right, it's like, leave me that.
Yeah, please just give me the food. Give me the food. Yeah, I like, does look really good, bitch.
No, but they're different. I'm sorry. It's annoying me. I like this one more, but I also like this one a lot. But I like this one more, so I'm trying to recreate
different.
It. See?
I feel like this one goes up more.
It does go up more. See, that my eyes are different. Going back to the asymmetrical stuff, or like, how our faces aren't the same. See, this one's different than this eye.
Mm-hmm.
This one, like, goes up higher.
I think it looks fine.
I mean, no.
Your eyeshadow looks really good, too.
It does. Oh, fuck. I was really having good eyeliner days the last few days. Yeah, I'm gonna change this one.
I think it looks great. Okay, I have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so as all of you guys know, Me and Maria are going to New York next month.
Yes, we finally booked our trip yesterday.
We booked it yesterday. We ran into a little bump, but it's fine. Paul.
Oh, yeah. So basically, like, the first time. Okay. We had a few bumps, actually. We had plan A, B, and C. Obviously, we were wanting plan A, but then that one got taken. And then plan B got taken.
Yeah, and then plan B got taken. So.
And then we finally got plan C. Plan C was not taken. So we tried to take it.
Yeah, we tried booking
it. We tried,
it.
But apparently, like, the person, Paul, I will out you, Paul, well, that's fine. No one knows who Paul is, you know.
Yeah, there's so many people in the world.
Apparently, like, he has to, like, confirm it, which, I mean, they don't have to deal with everyone, right?
Yeah, you
it's
know.
Just, I guess that's just, like, his choice, because, I mean, I get it's his place, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so I get why he wanted to confirm it, but he said,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder why, like, fuck,
Yeah, I don't know why either. I did what you said, and I tried to make the thing sound more nice and genuine instead of... I said, Maria, what should I say? And I showed her a screenshot of what I should say. And then I showed her what I said, and she goes, you literally gave nothing.
You were like, hey, my best friend and I were going to New York for vacation.
And that was it. That's all I put.
I was like, you could add a little more zazz, you know.
So I added more zazz that I sent to him.
I wonder if it was just too much zazz.
But it was really weird because he messaged me and he was like, please confirm that you're not going to break any of the house rules. And I said, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But then he sent the text a second time. He said, please confirm you're not going to break any of the house rules.
Fuck, did he actually want you to say, like, I confirm?
You see, my problem was I saw the text while I was at work. And I got really busy. So all I texted back was, me and Maria confirmed that we're not going to break the house rules. That's all I said.
Yeah.
And then he said, not on my fucking watch. I don't want y'all in my home. And I said,
She said,
okay.
I pinky promise we're not going to break your house.
Pinky promise, Paul. And so we went to plan D. We went to plan D. Which, in hindsight, it was cheaper.
It is cheaper. It's just... I'm getting a bed. The thing is, I was like, I don't know if you do want it. It's because, like, you're not getting a bed. Like, the couch situation is not really a couch. Like, it's not, like, this type of couch. It's, like, their own, like,
it's singular. Chairs.
Yeah, they're chairs.
But I figured, you know, I can make it work. I'll probably take the cushions off of the chairs. Make, like, a little twin next to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, twin! Lay next to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to be next to each other. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
But I don't know. I'm really excited. Oh, so my question is, Maria, what are you most excited for when we go?
Oh my god, ice skating. I can't stop thinking about that.
I've never been ice skating before.
Me neither. I've skated before. Like,
yeah, I've done roller skating.
But I don't know. I feel like it's about the same. I don't know. I just also have, like, confidence in myself that I will be able to do it.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
There is this anime that I used to be really obsessed with. It's about ice skating.
Yeah.
Bitch, I remember at my old house, I rewatched it, and I was like, I could fucking do that. I was like, I can, like, figure skate like that.
My toxic tree, I
guess. I don't think I'm actually gonna be able to...
Seeing something and being like, I can do that.
I, like, actually believe that I can do it.
Right?
Like, but, like, I know the second I go on the ice, I'm gonna...
Oh, no, yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like I can do it, but I definitely know I'm gonna fall. I'm never gonna... A little. Like, I definitely know, like, in the beginning, I'm definitely gonna be on the side rails, but I also have... But what I'm saying, like... I definitely have confidence that within, like, at least 15 minutes, I'll finally be able to, like, get away by the side of the house. Honestly, probably less than 15 minutes, but I'd give myself at least
I'm
that.
I'm so excited. Have you started looking at places there yet?
Oh, yeah. Of course, really? I've been looking at things that we're going to be doing. Yes!
I've been looking at
places to eat.
Eating is the best. That is what I'm most excited about.
Specific activities that they have right now around the holidays, you know?
I definitely want to go back to that club that we went to last time.
Yeah, I'd be down. There's this other club I want to go to. It's like a really big club. We didn't go to it. It's like really popular. I don't remember its name.
I would love to go.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to go.
Are we going to go clubbing? Are we going to do what we did last time where we get there, we go to Airbnb, and then we just go clubbing afterwards?
Yeah, I kind of figured. Maybe eat something. Oh my god, Ruby Rosas. We gotta go to Ruby Rosas.
That's
like my number one thing. Yeah, I love Ruby Rosas.
You know, I feel a little bad.
I still kick myself that we forgot our pizza.
I will say, I got something to say.
Yeah, say it.
I got something I gotta say.
Say it.
I feel really bad because I feel like I I don't want to say I ruined, but I feel like I was a little bit of a Debbie Downer at some points during our trip.
Oh, yeah.
The second one.
I definitely felt it at Ruby Rosa's. I definitely felt it the next day when we went to that same club. But, like, I wouldn't say you were a Debbie Downer. But I guess I shouldn't have agreed that, yeah, you were a Debbie Downer. I would just say, like, I definitely did feel the shift. But, like, I understood. And, I mean, honestly, I just, like, didn't let it affect me. At first, I definitely kind of was like, damn.
I definitely had
some. But then it was kind of like, well, I gotta understand. Like, he's going through his thing. I just gotta, like, enjoy my good time. Like,
I had some low end. Just
having a good time, doesn't mean I should just stop having a good time.
I had really low, especially at Ruby Rose's. I still remember I was just
quiet.
I was so tired. I was so tired. Uh-huh. And we were talking, and I was just sitting there, and I was like...
No, yeah, I know. I mean, even though, like, I understood, I did also try to, like, get you out of it. Like, I kept trying to talk to you.
I was trying hard. Sitting at
the club, I kept trying to get you to come out and dance.
The club was just, all because that one person texted me, it ruined that whole club night for me. I just had to remember that this time.
You honestly, that was, like, the best night for me.
The one we went to the drag show?
Yeah, Sunday night.
That was really fun. We should try and go to another drag show.
We should.
I would love to go to another drag show. I followed that queen on Instagram that we saw. She likes my comments. I comment on all of her posts and she likes them.
Aww.
She's really beautiful. This is her at here. I'm pretty sure her at is at Jasmine Rice NYC, but if it's not, then it's gonna be right here. She is,
I love it.
She was beautiful amazing. Too.
Yeah.
And she was like so actually a good performer. I'm so glad we went and saw her. It was so good. But what else are you excited for New York?
Well, the food. See, that's, like, my main thing.
That's my main thing. That's literally what I wrote down was food. The food is the first thing I wrote.
I'm definitely focusing on, like, finding some really good food spots. So also, like, exploring Manhattan. Not Manhattan. Exploring Queens and the Bronx.
Do you know how that one episode, you're like, literally we were talking, this is so funny, we were talking about New York when you said it. You were showing me those pancakes and you put your finger and you're like, do you ever give yourself the ick? I just give myself the ick right now. Talking about how, when I said, the food! Then I was like, that's the first thing I wrote down.
No,
like,
but like, I still understand. Because like, New York has so many, like, it's such a diverse place. And there's so many, like, food places there that you can try different cultures too. So,
I also love brunch. I've discovered. I love when we would go out in the morning and get brunch. Mm-hmm. We didn't really do that. We didn't do that every morning. But the mornings that we did do it, I was like, wow. That first place we went to with the... the... whatever the fuck I got and whatever the fuck you got with the drinks. The drinks.
The fuck are you talking about? The place where you got, where the fuck you got, and the place I got, where the fuck I got with the drinks? What? What is
that? The first one.
I keep on my... Oh, that's right here.
The first brunch place that we went to when the second time we went, and you I got that like sandwich and you got the pancakes, the pancake
place. Oh yeah, that's literally the first place we went to. Yeah, I will say the pancakes, they were good, but they weren't as good as I thought they were going to be.
You were right. They had like an eggy taste to
them. They had you know me, I'm not really into egg that much. Like I like egg, but. Sometimes if they're above eating egg, I want to vom. Like,
no,
I don't
know. Honestly.
I'm not into that.
And it really pisses me off that everything at work that we sell has egg on it. I'm
I take that shit off.
Yeah, I take it off. Bitch, yesterday I made a sausage.
Separate egg pesto mozzarella.
No.
But even then, I won't finish the whole thing usually.
It smells like a foot, bitch. It smells like
Girl, once I was handing it out. I was handing it out to someone and I caught a whiff and I was so hungry and I said, that smells so good. They just smiled at me. They just smiled and drove away.
You know what I discovered?
What?
I really enjoy... Okay, so, like, there most days at work, I tend to get into a little bit of a ruckus, especially if I get put on drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm telling you, 5 minutes on drive-thru, and then I'm like...
You know, for the longest, I kind of, like, hated drive-thru, but honestly, somewhat recently, I kind of been enjoying it.
See, most of the time, I'm like... Like, I want to fucking die after 5 minutes. But then there are some nights where I, like, have a good time on drive-thru.
Right.
And I just, like, I try and I need to start trying to replicate that even, like, the days that I'm not having a good time. So I do have a good time. But sometimes you just say stuff and you're like, why did I say that? I don't know, but it was
No, fun. Literally! There was a period, like, last year where I was just kind of, like, saying random shit to people. Because I was like, it's so much fun. One of the Uber drivers, I think he thought I was flirting with him, Nathaniel.
Oh, what did you do? What did you
I was like, talking to him, and then one time I told him, you know, give me such like early 2000s vibe. Like, you really remind me of this one movie, John you Tucker Must Die. This. You told me and about literally, this. I also thought he was gay. That's also why I also felt comfortable talking to him, because I don't know. If it's, like, a straight man, I'm kind of like, unless they're, like, cute. But, I don't know. I guess he thought I was flirting with him, because then he eventually finally watched the movie. He didn't even watch the movie, I think he said. He watched the trailer, and he's like, so, like, do I give a player vibe? And it's the way he said it to me, Nathaniel, and the way that he looked at me, and I was like, I think he thinks I'm flirting with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But also, I feel like sometimes the Uber drivers, not the Uber drivers, fuck, the delivery drivers, they love talking to me sometimes. One of them, he did this unprompted. It happened, like, a few months ago. He walked in, I'm packaging it, because I already asked him what the name was, and then he just, I don't know, goes, you are so cute. And he just says that, and I'm like, oh, thanks, because, you know, I mean, I am pretty, you know, you I would are, say cute. I would love to heard hot, but, like, definitely not from him, but I took cute. But I took it, and I was like, oh, thanks, because, you know, and I mean, I don't know where I was going to go with that.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Oh, I was going to say, I remember, he said I had a good smile, and I was like, oh, thanks, like, I won an award for it.
You did.
When I was in elementary school.
Every chance we get, we bring up the best smile award.
Well, yes, that part too, but also, like, I refuse to be made uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're that's right.
Like, I think I told a story on the last pod where, like, this guy was watching me as I was walking into the store. And even when he told me, like, I look really pretty that day, or, like, really cute that day, I still, like, tried to remain, like, I didn't care. Like, I wasn't uncomfortable. Because I refused to be made uncomfortable.
Of course, good, of course.
Or, like, or think that, or make them think that they're intimidating me in any sort of way.
Mm-hmm, good.
That's why I told you, like, even if they talk to me while I'm out in the streets, I feel like I say something back. Because, again, I'm not going to be, like, you know, I don't want to, what?
So I was just thinking about.
I don't want them to think that, like, I'm scared of them, because I'm not scared. No. Well, maybe some of them are scary.
No, yeah, a little.
But, I don't know, I just, like, don't want to give off, like, they're, like, getting to me.
Mm-hmm. You know what I was just thinking about?
What?
I saw it in my mind, play by play, when you fell in New York.
Oh, yeah.
When you were talking to us now, and you were like,
I was on that street, that's for sure.
And you were talking just now, and I looked at you, and I just, like, could see it in my mind, the tumble, and I was like,
oh. I know, bitch, and you did not care.
I thought
in the way, like, three people came up to me, and you did not care.
Oh, that is so funny. I don't know if that makes me, like, shows that, like, we're just, like, really good friends, or if that shows that, like, I'm just, like, a really bad friend.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of makes me feel the type of way.
Does it really?
Yeah, like, damn. Like, it's not even that you laughed, it's more like you didn't care. That I felt, I definitely, like, listen, would I fucking laugh at you? Yes. I'm doing the exact test. I'm not, that's why I don't care that you laugh, because I would have laughed.
I feel like I asked if you were okay.
I don't remember that. You probably feel it, but I don't remember that.
I don't know if I did.
Maybe you did, I just didn't hear it, because I will say, I did get,
yeah,
I
Maria popped got up quick.
Real quick, because I'm not going to lay down on the ground like that. Like, no, I popped up real Maria quick, popped up and then quick. I kept walking. I was like, yeah, I'm good!
I don't know if I started laughing and said, are you okay, while you were down, but I feel like I asked if you were okay. And then 30,000 people said,
Are you okay? I'm fine! And then I started walking.
It was so funny. Yeah. It was so funny. I hope I fall this time.
I mean, bitch, I don't wish that on you. I'm just like,
bitch, with
I don't remember you asking me if I was okay. That's what I felt type of way about.
With these slippery roads that we're about to be walking on, I am not bringing my heels this time.
I'm thinking of getting boots. I'm definitely am gonna get boots.
I was thinking about bringing my boots. I definitely need
high heel boots.
Ooh.
But like you said, like, the streets are gonna be slippery and all.
I'm not.
Probably like one with like a thicker, mm-hmm. a thicker heel.
I can't do the heels this time.
I want to do heel.
I put my bitch. I still remember the first night that.
Every day, not far.
The first night that we went clubbing, we went to those few clubs, and that is such a gorgeous red. Oh my
god. Right.
I still remember when we were going back home, my feet were just. I watched the vlog the other day, because I was like, you know, I watched both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, the way. I still think about when we were on the subway, and I said, I am not drunk. Slurring my words. Mm-hmm. Slurring my words. So embarrassing.
Oh, girl, I knew you were drunk. Because especially, like, the moment we leave the. We left the club, you were on the phone talking to the person you're not talking to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole conversation.
I tried so hard to sound sober during this conversation, but do you think I did?
Definitely not.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I gotta fix the bangs now. Gotta bring them back. Oh no. I kind of like don't want to have bangs anymore, but like obviously I can't just like not walk them. They're kind of like
cut
here. Can't. They're gonna be bangs.
Just like cut them off like right here, then you won't have bangs anymore. Are you done?
Oh yeah, I'm done with my makeup.
Are you ready to...
Oh, you want to wrap it up?
Are you ready to wrap it up?
I thought we were still going to chat about New York. What are you excited about? Oh. You just asked me what I was excited about.
Oh, well, I'm really... obviously, I'm excited for the food. I want to go to, like, more breakfast places. You look really gorgeous right now. I was looking at the monitor just now. I was like, wow. I really... Breakfast is my favorite meal. I just never eat... Why are you looking at me?
I'm talking to you.
Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. I just never have it.
Yeah.
And so I want to...
Why are you looking at me?
I just want to...
The way I look going, then you're like...
breakfast is my favorite meal of the day, so obviously yeah. I want to find more, like, brunchy breakfast places.
I will say I'm still thinking about that, you know that one place we went to in Brooklyn for breakfast?
The Baby Blues place?
Mm-hmm. That sandwich was so good.
The potatoes were...
The rest was kind of mid, honestly. Yeah.
I really like the potatoes.
No, I wish they were crunchier, and I wish they were had more seasoning.
I do wish that they
but,
were
But, like, they
better.
Were bad. It's just, like... Once we oomphed them up a little. Mine up a little.
I really liked them, but that place was really good. I want to find more places. Hopefully we can find some places up where we are. I'm really excited to explore the area we're going to be staying at. Because we're not staying in Brooklyn this time.
Yeah, it's Mount Vernon.
Yeah, again, here's like the picture of all of the pictures of the Airbnb. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I got that. That's the second time I made a joke. That's the second time I made that same joke in a podcast episode.
Really?
I made it in the last episode talking about our Airbnb. And I was like, here's the pictures of it.
I didn't even notice. Oh my gosh. I've been back in my old habit. Well, I've been in the habit for a while, but like...
it's okay. You can eat.
Not that one. Okay, I haven't been in that old habit. Kind of like where, okay, so for the longest, I used to like pull out my eyelashes, right? That was usually when I was like anxious and then also like just stressed about something. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I just kind of like did it out of nowhere, like when I was bored. Or when I was like really concentrated on a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And now recently... I've been on doing my back of my hair, girl, and I keep catching myself doing it on the pod.
No.
There have been a few times I've been talking, I'm just, like, kind of doing it. It's what I'm thinking. Because I'm not stressed or anything, but it's just, like...
You're thinking.
Just a habit I've gotten into.
No, yeah. Mm-mm. Ball spot, I would be
yes, dead. No, literally, I'm saying the other day... No, literally, the night of the... When it was still going down, when they were still counting everything that first night.
Stressed.
Bitch, I was stressed. I actually pulled out a chunk. Like, I'm not kidding. I actually pulled out a chunk. I was like, oh my god. And then I was like... Oh! And then I pull it out and it was like a little chunk.
Yeah.
No, like I was gagged. I threw it away and I was like, oh my god, I got a sob.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stop.
I wasn't cast
so instead of like pulling it, I'm trying to just like flatten it out. So I'm like, I'm still kind of doing that habit, but I'm like, instead of like pulling, I'm just like flatting it.
Have you ever thought about
that? I don't want to do that.
You thought about fidget toys?
I don't know. I don't want that. Okay. I don't want to pop something in and out.
I want to pull it out.
I don't know. I just like don't want it.
It's so funny. I don't want to pop it. Oh my god. Speaking of, like, pulling on it, I saw this video of this girl. She was like, years of headaches gone. And it's like, the mom was like pulling her scalp off of her skull. And like, you could see it like lift up and it made a sound. Bitch, I have to show you the video. Like,
that's scary.
Yeah, and, like, it makes a sound and she's like, oh, it feels so good. And people in the comments were like, you're literally detaching your scalp from your skull right now. Apparently. And, like, it can, like, get air bubbles under there. And, like, in reality, it, like, makes your headaches worse.
But also, like, how do you get, like, an infection, I feel? Ooh. Like, your scalp is coming off?
Like,
that's bare skin now.
It's just, like, detaching. Like, it's underneath. It's, like, attached to your skull. And she was detaching it off of your skull. Off of her skull. I'll have to show you the video. It makes more sense seeing it.
Like, I imagine it's, like, now, like... Like, it's open. It's
no, not
kinda
open.
Like a wound.
It's like, she's, like, just pulling on it. I'll show you.
Oh, like, so it's, like, stretching up.
Yeah. Ooh.
It makes that's scary.
It makes a sound, and, like, it, like...
I feel like that hurts, too. Like, I'm imagining it, like, my scalp don't stretch.
I'm, like, still... I need to show you the video. I'm, like...
That sounds like all those, like, tortured stuff they do back in the day, like, the medieval times, you know? Like, they stretch the body. Now they're fucking stretching
the scalp. They're pulling the scalp.
She's fucking Christ.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I'm ready to wrap it up.
Okie dokie.
Yeah?
I have a question.
What's your question? Oh my god.
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my gosh.
Because I know you want to.
You guys can find us literally everywhere. Like,
we're everywhere.
There's really no excuse to like not find us because we're there. Peekaboo. Mm-hmm. Hello. So, we are the Chatterbox Crew everywhere on all streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube, you name it.
Pandora. And then, Pandora. No one's fucking using Pandora, but...
I used to use Pandora when I was in middle school.
We're also on Apple Podcasts.
You hear that?
We're there everywhere.
I'm telling you, we're everywhere. Like, there's really no excuse to not find us because we're there. Just type in our name. We'll be there. Go to links. There's links below. If you don't want to type it, literally, just tap away. Anyways, we're also on Instagram, TikTok, X... or Twitter. Yeah. Do you tweet?
I still tweet on my personal account. I've tweeted on our account like once or twice.
See, I've never tweeted.
But, don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, we're there too as Chatterbox Crew. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then if you want to find me on my personals, I am xo.xo Maria with two A's on my Instagram. And then my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. What are you looking at?
You know what I was thinking about? I wish I would have gone with a different color. Really? I feel like it looks really good in person, but on camera, I feel like it looks like, almost like...
Like, there's a different hue to it.
It's like, it looks duller, and it looks almost... It does. I don't want to say orangey, but it looks like it has, like, an orange undertone on camera.
Really? I feel like it looks pastel-y.
I feel like it
like a more muted pastel, but does look like a... Like, darker in certain patches.
It definitely looks darker. Like, I feel like this looks really pretty.
No, it looks
like...
darker. What if you push it up? Nah, it does nothing. It just looks...
Okay. Oh, shut up, man!
No, well, when you push it down, I think it makes it lighter, you see? So I think that's it. We gotta push it. We're somewhere else. See, it's dark here. We just gotta push it down more.
Okay, maybe we'll brush it after this.
Anyway. I haven't brushed it. I'm so excited. I'm gonna be able to I'm gonna be able to live that Wizard Whip.
I know. Moment. I know.
Alex is brushing it. Love that. Oh my god, Spring Wizard really lace. Have you ever seen do you remember her tarot dress?
Mm-hmm.
Or cars and all?
Mm-hmm.
This one person recreated it. It looks so good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think about the
was that a hat?
A funky... I
remember that, too.
I think about Harper's marker dress.
Oh, my God,
that
yeah.
That one was so good.
Harper always aged. She had the craziest shit.
Oh, my God. The other week, I forgot to say all my ads at the end of the episode. We started talking, and then I just said, okay, bye. And I was like...
They're not going to find you.
I know. I was like, do I hate me? So, if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and...
Oh, are you hungry? He said, come find me.
You
instead.
Can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and X at Nathaniel Next. I am really fun. I'm hungry. Someone is hungry. It's early in the morning.
It is early. I haven't eaten anything either.
Okay, so now we're gonna go. Bye.
Okay,
good. Oh, I just for everyone to remember, I'm Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
Goodbye.